Mayor DePlessis coming to you from PCA 2024, coverage for the Cigar Coop Coalition. Of course, I've got Will Cooper over there getting the scoop. Ben Lee behind the camera as always. Aaron Nielsen has snagged some incredible photos. We have Trip and Dennis pairing something somewhere else. But I'm here with none other than our good friend of the show, Justo Iroa, JRE Tobacco. Justo, how are you doing, my friend?
How you doing, Bear? Thank you so much for making the time to see us. I really appreciate it, and it's great to see you again.
Oh, the honor and the pleasure is always ours, Justo. You know, you've put together some amazing cigars. We were actually talking a little bit before we got started. You know, since you guys started coming to trade shows and really, playing JRE, on the marketplace, you know, the JRE tobacco has been the talk of the show several times. And this year is no exception. I'm smoking the Fuma Noche, which has been the talks of the hallways, as we say. I've lit it up, and I was just telling my friend John over here, this is hitting something good. I'm really enjoying this. Not just saying this for your benefit, but this is a very, very, very special offering from JRE and a fine addition to the Aladino name. Tell us a little bit more about it.
So one of the things that we wanted to do, the girls and Trey Mack, my guys, we wanted to start changing kind of the view and the look of the cigar. And I wanted to blend something, which actually this is a blend I worked on. And I wanted to give a little bit of more hump, a little bit more power, because we're only known to be a medium bodied company with full flavor, with the exception of our Reserva. So I wanted to come out with something that is a little bit more powerful, close to the Reserva. And I decided to blend this cigar with a Maduro wrapper and some Ligero fillers or other blends of other tobaccos that we're growing. And the idea was to give you something with no Corojo. So actually you're smoking a cigar that doesn't have anything of our trademark of our DNA. So you're not smoking anything that's got zero Corojo. So you'll see no peppermint or no spicy on it. You just get a natural sweetness to it. And believe me, it'll sneak up on you pretty good once you're halfway through.
Fantastic. Some of the notes that I got off right at the bat were that sweetness that you're talking about. I'm getting that really nice cinnamon, those baking spices. They're really just, and the fantastic, the retro hill is phenomenal on this. I'm really, really enjoying this. You know, it's great being in Vegas this time of year because you get to actually enjoy cigars.
Inside and outside.
And while it's still very dry here, and that can still very much affect cigars, this is incredible. I'm really enjoying it. I know I'm just a little bit into it, but this is, I don't know why I say a nice surprise. I love your cigars, but I mean, it's really kind of wakened up the senses here. I'm really enjoying this.
Yeah. And the thing is, it's completely out of our DNA. It's completely something new. And if you want to come out with something new, you might as well completely take it out of the, ballpark and to try something different.
Yeah. It's beautiful. What a fine addition to the Aladino name. And like you said, showing that you can do it all. You can, again, you love to pay homage to your DNA in almost everything you do, but it's nice to change it up and do something different. And you guys have hit another home run, it seems. And like I said, it's been the talk of the halls. It's got to feel good. You've also got a couple of other offerings this year, much to the delight of our good friend Will Cooper. We've got a Gordo.
In a
Maduro size, the Aladino Maduro, 6.5 by 60.
It was a complete surprise because every time I talk to Will, it's always about Lancero this, Lancero that.
Lanceros, not Lanceros. Yeah. Your Lanceros.
But I didn't know he liked Gordos, and now I'm finding out from Ben and you that's basically his favorite cigar. So, I've never been a Gordo fan, and everybody's been beating me up on the head. You need to expand the line of the Maduro and a Gordo. So everybody's been pushing me to it, and I actually did it. And basically everybody that has come into the booth, we need that size because everybody's running out of that size. And so we just came out with that offering, and I have learned through experience that I have to make what people want, not what I smoke.
It's nice to do one for yourself every once in a while. I'm not a Goro fan as well, but like Coop, who doesn't normally like Lanceros, he loves your Lanceros. I know that I will love your Goros. I'm going to go ahead and make that prediction right now. But I'm excited to try this as well. But right now, I'm still enjoying the Fumo Noche. Another cigar that I absolutely love by you, and it was a really interesting take and an expression, was your use of the Cameroon, and when you guys released that line, and that for me was a very special cigar, and I really, really enjoyed it, and all the Vitolas. But I think it was a very unique blend, and you're doing something, a different take on that. The Cameroon Reserva is also being released this year as well.
Yes, we're actually just debuting it. It's going to be released. It's already been allocated to all the stores that are qualified. It's going to come out during June.
Okay.
And it's actually a true Puro. As you know, we're known for doing Puros. We started with the 100% Corojo, and that's how, you know, we became very famous in our past history with the Camacho brand. And we started growing Sumatra and Corojo back in 2015, 2016. And throughout the years, 16 or 17, we were trying the Pilones, how everything was coming out in the aging process. And, you know, we tried the cigar as a Puro, and we smoked it with my dad. I said, wow, this is something that is out of this world. But the first year we grew two acres, the following year 4 acres, the third year 16 acres. Now we have been upbeating the amount of tobacco that we grow in Cameroon, and we're ready. So basically you're looking at something that we tried in 2016, 2017. It's taken basically 6-7 years to come to fruition. And
wow.
And we're very excited to come out here, because we're innovating taste profiles, and I think people are going to be extremely excited to try something
that nobody ever tested,
and it's very unique. You'll have a concentration of sweetness and spice that is out of this world, and it's going to be smooth and medium full body, not full full flavor, not full body, because we don't want to blend that to be a full body cigar, but it's going to be a full flavor cigar with a ton of sweetness and spice.
That's awesome.
You know, mild spice.
You know, I think what's really incredible about this industry, and your family's no exception, obviously your father is no exception to this. It's incredible to me. You know, like outside of the cigar industry, you hear about the golden years. You think about the gold, you know, and people taking it easy towards the end of their lives, or, you know, as they get up in there in age. But this industry, it's almost like it's a new beginning for people. And, you know, I think what's really interesting about your father is that, you know, he's had a lot of challenges throughout his life, you know, and they've been well documented. And in a lot of ways, it feels like he's just getting started. And now he's coming out with this thing that no one's ever seen before. And like you said, it's something that's out of this world, incredible. I know how much love and respect and pride you have in your father and your family name.
Thank you so much.
It's got to be special to be able to deliver something.
It's going
to
be very special. We're very proud of it. And honestly, I think it's going to innovate everybody's palate. People are going to really look for it. And that's what we want to do. And we're very proud to have it done. And like I said, 7 years to get it done. So hopefully everybody's going to be able to try it and enjoy it. And it's something that we'll expand it with other new stuff too.
Beautiful. Well, from the Fumo Noche to the Cameroon Reserva to Will Cooper's new favorite cigar, the Maduro Gordo.
It is doing good.
I have no idea.
Will, you have deceived me all these years since I've known you.
I have to kind of be neutral, you know. Like I said, he is the king of Lanceros, but he's the king of Gordo.
Yeah, I had no idea you like Gordos.
Well, like you, so I said, I'm not a Goro fan, but I'm going to go ahead and predict it. But I'm going to like this one because you continue to impress my palate, and everything that you guys have done has just been awesome. So thank you so much for
meeting with us. Really appreciate it. It's always very nice to see you, Bear, and always wish you and your family the very best.
And same to you. Thank you. So Justo Iroha, everybody. JRE Tobacco. We'll see you soon.